5. Commenting on the verse, I sojourned, which means I traveled, with Lavan, which is Yaakov talking to Esav, and says, I traveled, or I lived with Lavan. The word is garti. Rashi states that Yaakov was implying, I observed the Taryag mitzvahs. When I was with Lavan, even though I was there, I still observed all the mitzvahs. Commentary on the verse raises several questions. A, what is the connection between the interpretation I observed the 30 mitzvahs to the simple, straightforward meaning of the word garti, sojourned? B, why was it relevant to inform Esav that I observed the 30 mitzvahs? After all, Esav was not very concerned about the observance of the mitzvahs. So why does Yaakov bother to tell Esav this? And 3, what Torah teaching can we derive from this interpretation? Again, so you follow the 3 questions? The Torah says that Yaakov tells Esav, I sojourned, I traveled with Lavan. Rashi says the word sojourn, garti, means taryag. I did the taryag mitzvah. So we have 3 questions. What's the connection between sojourn, living there, and taryag mitzvahs? Number 2, why would he bother telling Esav that he observed the mitzvahs? And number 3, what's the lesson from us today? Torah needs to be a lesson. Chapter 2. The implication on the interpretation, I sojourn, garti, with Lavan, is that all the matters of Lavan, the Aramean Harami, all the physical things Yaakov mentions in his message to Esav, the oxen and donkeys, sheep, servants and maidservants, constituted for Yaakov nothing more than a temporary dwelling, something foreign to him that was not a genuine concern. Yaakov's home is the soul, the Torah and its mitzvahs. All physical things are nothing more than settings in which he temporarily sojourns. This is also reflected in the interpretation of the later statement in the Torah's reading. He built himself a house, but for the castle he made booths, sukkahs. For himself, that is, for his essence, for his soul, with his concerns, he built a house, a permanent dwelling. But for his cattle, for the physical things which he acquired, he made booths, temporary dwellings, sukkahs. Making a temporary dwelling for material possession implies that the soul in and of itself, and especially the soul in the spiritual realms, does not need them. Indeed, it has no connection to them whatsoever. It is only that when descending below the material realm, it needs and therefore acquires physical matters. Basically, Yaakov is telling Esav that even when I was by Lavan, even when I was in this foreign place, and I was surrounded by all the physicalities, I was never invested in it. Your neshama doesn't need nice furniture. Neshama doesn't need beautiful tiles. So for my physical things I did, I gave it temporary attention. For my neshama, I gave it permanent attention. And therefore, garti, which means like temporary, that was my physical. In one of the talks, my revered father-in-law, the Rebbe Rayatz, related a saying from the Maggid of Mizrich. At home, things are quite different. At home, a person needs to have everything. But on a journey, doesn't matter that the dwelling is not so nice and the furnishings are not so fine. After all, he is traveling, right? People say, into the wagons, right? We're traveling, so it's okay. I don't need to have the best accommodations. On this basis, we can understand this connection between the simple meaning of the verse and the interpretation given above. Because I sojourned with Lavan, because Yaakov considered his involvement with physical things as mere sojourning, something temporary, his involvement with physicality did not unsettle or disturb his spiritual efforts, he was able to declare, I observed the 13 mitzvahs. In other words, now everything makes sense. Why did he say to Lavan, I sojourned with Lavan, and it means that I did the mitzvahs? It's the same thing. When can you do the mitzvahs? When you look at your physical things, of your physical possessions that you have, as temporary things, secondary things. Where's my main focus? Where am I? I am in Torah and mitzvahs. The only reason why there's a nice table is just so we can have a sichel being learned on the table. Why do we have a nice home? Just so we can bring people together and bring more kedusha to it. It's like it's how you view everything. Yaakov is telling Esav, yes, I was with Lavan. I was in a physical spell. I wasn't in the Eretz Yisrael. I was in a physical mundane space. But I allowed physicality to be secondary. I invested myself where my neshama matters, and that is with Torah and mitzvahs. That's why the interpretation of I did the mitzvahs fits beautifully with the physical, with the literal words that I sojourned with love, which means I was there temporarily and therefore I observe the mitzvahs. Chapter 3. The lesson from Yaakov's conduct is even more inclusive. When a person treats his involvement with physical matters as a sojourn, not only does their physicality not disturb his spiritual concerns, but is able to draw down spirituality even into the physical realm. Ultimately, he can transform the physical into spirituality and holiness. This concept is expressed in the verse relating Yaakov's message to Esav. I have acquired oxen and donkeys, deep sheep, servants, and maidservants. All these material possessions were acquired by Yaakov, which means we're included with his essence and core. In other words, like this: if you make your physical things your primary attention, then you can't elevate your physical things. Get it? If it's secondary, then I can elevate it. I can think, okay, how do I bring more kedusha into the physical? But if I make that my focus, then I can't really elevate it, because that's the goal. The goal needs to be neshama, taira, mitzvahs, holiness, kedusha.
It has to be the means, not the end.
Exactly. Secondary things is means. I need a beautiful table. I need a beautiful home. But why? It's not the goal. Just so I can bring people together. And people can have a beautiful Shabbos. And a beautiful shir. And a beautiful Sheva Brachas. And Simchas. That's why I need this home. Not like a good excuse. No, that's really what I need this for. Because you can't compare having a simcha in a nice physical space. But it's clearly a means, not an end. And this, my friends, lead us to Mashiach. Now we're back to how we started with a video of Mashiach, how it depends on all of us. Here we go. Chapter 4. In its interpretation of the verse cited previously, I have acquired oxen and donkeys, sheep, servants, and maidservants. The Medrash states, donkeys, chamor. This refers to Melech HaMashiach. Why? Because the Pasuk says that Mashiach will be a poor man riding on a donkey. So we see, the Medrash says that the donkey that Yaakov tells Esau that I acquired, I got donkeys, he was hinting to the donkey of Mashiach, which is the end of life. Why? The word chamur, donkey, contains the same root letters as chomer, which means material things, material substance. The Medrash implies that Mashiach's arrival depends on the Yidden refining the sparks of godliness that are in the world's material substance. When every Yid works to refine his body, his animal soul, and his portion in the world, and uses them for a holy purpose, he draws down and creates a setting for the revelation of the manifest in the ultimate future. Let me just pause for a second. The most important thing everyone must know about Mashiach is that Mashiach is not a reward for our good deeds. It's not a reward. Mashiach is a result, not a reward. You have to know this. This is so important. If you think it's a reward, then your mitzvah and Mashiach is not related to each other. I do this, and I'm going to get this. No, Mashiach is a result of your mitzvah. Every single mitzvah is refining and transforming the world, and the end game is a fully transformed world, otherwise known as Mashiach. So now let's go back. Why was Yaakov telling us that even though he was by Lavan, and he had a lot of physicality around him, he knew that they're all means to bring spirituality? And what he's hinting, according to the Medrash, he's telling, and that's Mashiach. That's the goal, because that's how we get to it, by taking the chamor. The chamor means chaymer, which means literally means donkey, but on a deeper meaning, it means the physical things, materialistic things. And using it to bring about holiness, and Mashiach is a transformed world.